Public Media would like to acknowledge the Hlene Di and the Wushkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland, and our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tide land and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, parked their boats in the harbor, and gathered driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn. You're tuned into KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Kate Inge. She's the Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juneau Public Libraries. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Which branch of the library are you at right now?
Right now, I'm downtown.
Me too.
Yeah. And it's very quiet here today.
I stopped by on Sunday, and it was very quiet then as well.
Yeah.
The libraries have reopened. We talked about that the last time you were here. Mm-hmm. And many of the services have resumed. Could you please remind us now of the current schedule, though? Because it's not totally back to all branches open every day.
That's right. So right now, the downtown library and Douglas are open Sunday through Wednesday. And then the Valley Library is open Wednesday through Saturday. And they're open their regular hours. So if you have like an old bookmark and are trying to figure out what time we open, it's the same hours, just we're closed some days and open other days. And if you're having a hard time remembering that, like me, it took me a while to get the schedule down. We did update our bookmark. So if you come in and you want a bookmark with our hours and our phone number, just ask and we'll give you one. And that way you can kind of post it somewhere.
Oh, that's a great idea. I think I need one of those because I had to look it up a couple of times on my phone and sort of plan my weekend around it. So.
Yep. I have it written down everywhere just to remind myself too.
But it was nice to be able to go in and browse. So I was very happy that they were open. And it seems like it felt very safe in there as well.
Yeah, everybody has to wear a mask if they come in, unless, you know, your kids, children under two, or if you have a medical issue. And if you have a medical issue, just give us a call and we'll work on making arrangements so you can have accommodations to come into the library. And if you just forget your mask, like I sometimes do, we do have masks that we are providing to patrons.
That's great. All good stuff. Yep. Well, thank you for that reminder, Kate. And we have some really fun stuff to talk about today. And I thought we'd start with summer reading. It's been an even better summer than usual for catching up on reading.
I know everybody's been telling me about how they've had all these books that they've put off, and now they, because in between, you know, just kind of staying at home and not really going out as much and the weather, they're now getting all this reading done, which is great.
Yes, myself included. Well, but what are you reading right now?
So I'm reading two books right now. I'm reading a YA fiction book called The King of Crows. It's by Libba Bray, and it's this kind of like supernatural kind of horror. It's the last book in a series that takes place in the 20s. So I'm just wrapping up the series now. And the other book I'm listening to, it's an audiobook, is The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I know one of the things we want to talk about today is summer reading. You have some updates and also some fun book reviews that you wanted to share.
Yeah. So far we have about 117 people signed up, which is great, but we would love to have more people in Juneau sign up and reading. And you can go sign up on through our website. It's completely online this year. So there's a website you go to, and this year we're tracking hours read and not books. So if you read 10 hours or more, you get entered into a prize drawing at the end of the summer, and people can sign up pretty much from now until August 14th.
What are some of the books on the list?
So some of the books, Enterprising Kid read Chicken Little, which I think might be my favorite book review. And then we've also had, somebody read the new book by Eric Larson, The Splendid and the Vile. And somebody else read The Huntress, which is that World War II mystery with the women who are, I think, fighter pilots.
Yeah.
That, yeah, everybody keeps reading and saying it's great, and I keep putting it off. So I probably should buckle down and read that one too.
I did read it. It is great. You should read
Yeah, that's, I
it.
know, that's what I had this review. I have people like you telling me I need to just read it now.
It took me a couple of tries, though, I will say. Same with the Alice Network, same author. I definitely picked it up and put it down a couple of times. And then once I really settled into it, I couldn't put it down. So it was
Then,
very good.
yeah, that's what I need to just kind of sit down and then just get into it, and then I'll probably finish it pretty quickly.
Well, let's hear some of the reviews. I can't wait to hear what
Okay.
readers have to say.
So I think my all-time favorite so far of these reviews that I've gotten so far, my favorite one is the one by for Chicken Little, because it's a different version. It's not the classic version of Chicken Little. It's actually a version written by Laura Rader, and the reviewer said that she did not like this book, or he, the kid, did not like this book because it's not the original story. They make it to the king, but in the original, they get eaten by a fox. And oh, okay, I'm very sorry that they didn't get eaten by a fox in this version,
They
but
didn't want the happy ending. They wanted the
they did. Yeah,
reality.
they wanted how they wanted the book that they wanted the version that they liked, and they didn't get it with this one, which. That happens sometimes.
Sure. Not, they're not all winners. We don't like everything we read.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, that is definitely true. I also really liked the review for The Splendid and the Vile, because it's just like all of other Eric Larson's books. It's well written and well researched, and it takes place during 1 year during World War II, May 1940 to May 1941, and it's an intimate look at Churchill as he becomes prime minister, his interactions, his conversations in the Blitz, ending at the time Rudolf Hess flies to Scotland. There's some sections dedicated to Nazi conversations and diaries, and the ins and outs of the Third Reich. I found this book to be extremely interesting, not boring at all, and educational. It gave me a lot of insight as to what the British had to endure during the heavy bombing and their tenacity and their will to win.
Very nice review.
Yeah. And so that's also The Splendid and the Vile is one that I need to add to my list of to read books.
Is that a The Splendid and the Vile? Is that a novel? Is it a graphic novel?
Oh, no, it's a nonfiction.
It's nonfiction,
So,
okay.
yeah. So Eric Larson, he's, I think, most known. He's the author for, oh, Devil in the White City, Devil in
Yes.
the Windy City.
Devil in the White
That
City.
White
Yes,
City,
you
yeah, the
got
book
it.
that takes place, yeah, during the World's Fair in Chicago. And so this is his most recent release.
Got
So if you
it.
like Devil in
Okay.
the White City, you can maybe put The Splendid and the Vile on your list.
Okay, I knew that author's name from
Yep.
somewhere. I Devil in the White City is another one I started and didn't finish, but I do intend to go back and read it someday.
Yeah.
I think I'd like
It's
that on
really
the audiobook.
It's good. I like what I like about Eric Larson, because I'm not a huge nonfiction reader, but I do like his books because he'll have this kind of overarching theme, and you'll have these stories, and at first they kind of flip back and forth, so you don't know how they tie in, and then all of a sudden he ties them in together, and you're like, oh, okay, and you get like a good glimpse of history, and they're all very well researched.
Cool. All right. Well, you've inspired me to return to that book and maybe read the one that you just reviewed as well. Okay, and now you've got a review for The Huntress.
I do. So this one is just basically what I know about the book. It's the story of Nazi hunters after World War II with flashbacks to the main character Nina's life in the Russian Air Force, parentheses, the first female pilots in combat. Nina's a strong and compelling character, and her love story with another pilot is bittersweet. Sweet. This book is far better than The Nightingale if you're looking for a World War II story.
Yeah, good review. Good review. Although I enjoyed The Nightingale as well.
So if you like The Nightingale, you might like this one too. Like, kind of, if you are looking for something in a similar kind of theme.
Definitely. And if you like the Alice Network, you'd like this one as well, I think.
Yeah.
It's safe to say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you so much for sharing that and for giving us the update on the summer reading program. I also, while you were talking, I went on your website, and it's very easy to see what to do there.
It is. The one thing I should mention, though, so if you there's a few people in your household that you want to sign up together, or like a you're a parent with kids and you want everybody to participate in the summer reading, you all have to do it under one email and one login. So families have to kind of register together, or if you're like a couple and you want to do it together, you both have to register together as instead of singly. Because the emails and phone numbers can only be used once.
Now, how does that work with hourly accumulation? Because a family of four is probably going to read more than me.
When because I tested it out, it actually goes in like you have different like not accounts, but there'll be like a tab for like say the mom and the dad, and then like each kid will have their own kind of tracker to keep track of everything.
Got it. Okay. That's
Yeah,
great.
so it
Well,
gets
very
kind of broken
well thought
down.
out. Yeah. Cool. Okay, cool. Well, thanks again for that update. Right now, I myself am reading a pretty good thriller. It's called The Guest List. It's new from Lucy Foley, and it must be pretty popular or in demand. I was told it has a shortened lending time, but
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd say I'm trying to read it fast, but to be honest, I'm just like devouring it. I'll probably be done with it by tonight. But next on my list, after I have finished with that, is Me and White Supremacy by Layla Saad. I've got that one on deck. And I've got a little excerpt from that I'd like to read real quick, if you don't mind.
Great, yeah.
Okay. Perhaps this is from the book Me and White Supremacy. Perhaps you are wondering why I chose to use the words white supremacy for this book and not something softer or less confrontational like me and white privilege or me and unconscious bias. It would certainly have made picking up this book at the bookstore or sharing it with your family and friends less awkward. People often think that white supremacy is a term that is only used to describe far-right extremists and neo-Nazis. However, this idea that white supremacy only applies to the so-called, quote, bad ones is both incorrect and dangerous because it reinforces the idea that white supremacy is an ideology that is only upheld by a fringe group of white people. White supremacy is far from fringe. In white-centered societies and communities, it is the dominant paradigm that forms the foundation from which norms, rules, and laws are created. So that is a passage from Me and White Supremacy by Layla Saad. And I have got that one checked out in ebook form from on Libby, one of the apps that you guys use at the library. And I think that might be a good segue into one of the other topics you wanted to discuss today, which is the availability of books on social justice and activism from Juno Public Libraries. Do you want to say more about that?
I'm glad. I'm also have the ebook checked out of Me and White Supremacy, and part of the reason why they're very popular is everybody kind of knows right now. Lots of people are reading them. You can get them. It's kind of hard to come by from like bookstores, and a lot of our copies are checked out here at the library. So keep putting holds on books if there's something that you want to read, because we definitely want to know that our patrons are interested in these books. And sometimes, if a book has a long enough holds list, we might buy an extra copy just to make sure we can keep up with demand. But because of all this and the shortages and how these books are now kind of like extremely, I don't want to say extremely popular because they should always have been extremely popular, but because now people are finding them and reading them and they're topping like the bestseller lists on like the New York Times and stuff, the company Overdrive, which is where we have our ebook and e-audiobooks through the Alaska Digital Library, they actually made us select a couple of their books free, kind of like without holds or waiting, kind of mid-June to kind of here pretty soon, like in the next couple of weeks. They're going to be not quite as available right now, but like right now there's like four books you can check out, and you don't have to worry about they're all available. You can just log right in and borrow them and download them and read them. And so if you're have a whole long holds list of books that you're waiting for, and people are reading, you're waiting and waiting. This is kind of a way that you can get started right now and you don't have to wait.
Excellent. And
So, yeah,
go
Me
ahead.
and White Supremacy is one. The book I mentioned earlier, The New Jim Crow, the audiobook I'm listening to, that's also one. They picked The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. as one of the picks, and then the one that just came available, I think Monday was So You Want to Talk About Race.
Yep. That's so great. I saw all four of those. They're right at the top when you log in to Libby, at
Yep.
least. I didn't check Overdrive, but I think that's amazing, and I'm really glad the library has made it a lot easier to access those books for everybody that wants to
Yes.
read them.
Yeah. 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 I'm really happy that they were made available, and because I really want these books to kind of get in as many hands as people who are interested and want to read them. And so if they're available, then the more people can kind of get started and read them, and they don't won't get as frustrated having to wait for like a really long like holds list. Like I think there's another a digital ebook on Alaska Digital Library that isn't made available like this, and the holds list is like 40 people long.
Oh, wow.
So I'll get it eventually, but in the meantime, I can, listen to the new Jim Crow and read Me and White Supremacy.
Yeah, you can go through all four of those first books if you haven't read them already.
Yes. Right. And I read The Hate U Give, and that one's also it's a YA book, but it's also really, really good.
Yeah, I think it's on there's a movie as well, isn't there? Or a Netflix series?
Yeah, I think a movie came out a year or two ago. I don't know. Time seems to have like expanded and contracted. So all I know now is there's like before the pandemic and after the pandemic. And so I know sometime before the pandemic, the movie came out, and we also have a copy of the movie too.
Great. Yes. All right. Well, thanks again for letting us know about that. Thanks to the library for making those books available. And also, I think it's really good that you mentioned, and I want to reiterate, please do keep putting things on hold that you want to read, so that the library can see what's in demand.
Yeah, and if there's a book that you know of that we don't have, please like let us know. Call us or come into the library. There's even a form on our website, and you can do purchase requests and let us know that you think we should have this book, and then we'll probably we'll take a look at it, but like most likely. If it's something that we know our patrons want to read, we'll buy a copy of it.
Excellent. And I've said this probably every time we've talked on the show, but on Overdrive, if there's a title that you're searching that's not available, you have the option of recommending it. And then I think you get on the hold list for it right away. So I've been able to read a lot of books that I wanted to read just simply by doing that.
It's like we try to make it easy and convenient. You still have to take a couple little steps, but we really want to know what our patrons want to read.
All right. Okay, and the very last thing we're going to talk about today, or maybe not the very last thing, but one of the last things on the list of things to talk about today, is that Juneau Public Libraries has now gone fine free. So, what does it mean to be fine free?
So we are completely fine free for our items. I think a couple years ago, the children's books went fine free. So if you had a bunch of children's books out and they were returned late, as long as they were returned, you didn't have any fines on them. And now that pretty much applies to anything you can check out at the Juneau Public Library. So our adult books, audiobooks, magazines, all of our DVDs. Anything that we have to loan, if it gets returned late, there's not going to be a fine. If it's returned damaged or not returned at all, you do have to pay for damages and for lost items. But as long if it's something that's just returned a couple days late, a week late, you're not going to be fined for that.
Oh, that's such good news. I've definitely been fined a couple of times. Nothing major, but I still feel bad.
And everybody gets fined. Like I get fines, and it's not, we don't think anything less of you. It's fine. We just want the books to come back. And I know some people get, kind of make it feel like they are a bad library patron, and you're not a bad library patron if you have, books that are returned or items that are returned late. But sometimes, depending on how much you get, like how late they are or how much you had checked out, sometimes, fines could go, not super high, but high enough that you couldn't use your library card. And so we're hoping that in this case, getting rid of fines, that means that more people will be able to use their library card, which is what we really, really want.
Yeah, is that the main motivation for going fine free? Is this something that other libraries have done too?
I know definitely and around the country, more libraries are going fine free. And in the state, I know Fairbanks Public Library and the Anchorage Municipal Public Libraries, they both are fine free. I think Fairbanks has been fine free for a while, and Anchorage just recently went fine free. And so we decided to also go fine free as well.
Well, I think that's great news. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, and if you are somebody who you think you haven't used the library in a while and you think you may have had a bunch of fines, or even if you just know that you have fines, for the month of July, if you come in or call us, like, we'll work with you to get the Juneau Public Library fines kind of like forgiven and taken off your account so that you can start coming in and using the library again.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great news as well. How wonderful. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Kate Inge, Juneau Public Library, thanks so much for speaking with me today, for sharing all that great information, for sharing the book reviews, and letting me talk about books, too. I always enjoy our monthly interviews. Anything you want to add before we say goodbye today?
No, I think that was a lot. And and I think if anybody have any questions, just please give us a call at 586-5249.
Great.
And there'll be somebody there to answer the phone.
Cool. Well, thanks for doing what you do. And also, I just want to remind folks, you guys are on Facebook. You have a great presence there. Your website is excellent. And all three branches are open at some point during the week.
At some point. Yeah, during the week.
All right. Thanks so much, Kate Inge. Talk to you next month.